Yes? Oh, you're here. Come in, sit down. You're 7 minutes late. Yes? I'm aware you're working on a new project. I assigned it to you. Interestingly enough, I also tend to mean it when I request that people meet with me at a certain time. Do you know why I've asked you to meet with me today? Yes, the Werther Project. No, I'm not here to praise you for your work on the damn Werther Project.
Why not? Are you serious? It launched 3 days late, and it didn't have all the components we'd initially promised the client. Yeah, some of the work you put in was innovative, but you can't leave out base components because you're too focused on building something that's more fun for you.
Because that's not Phil's job. It's yours. And your job is to work on the pieces of a project you're assigned to, not just the ones you personally find appealing. This has been a consistent problem with you. I think we both know the work you're turning out on the things you are interested in is stellar, but you're not... Please tell me you're joking. No, your workday does not just automatically end because you've put in the work you feel like putting in and then you're done. If you're choosing to take extra time on some aspects of a project you like, that's your prerogative, man. But you also need to accomplish the base functions of your role here. Everyone here has a variety of assignments they're supposed to be contributing to at any given time. And you're just not putting in the effort. Well then, yes, if you're not willing to spend less time on the passion projects, I do expect you to stay late. Look at the team you're in. When they get too wrapped up, they understand they need to take the time to do their jobs, and they stay late on occasion. You have literally hauled ass out of this office at 5 or earlier every day since the day you were hired. Jesus, I know you're not an idiot, but neither are your teammates, regardless of how you think about them. In fact, I hold them in higher regard than I hold you right now, because they actually get their jobs done. If you were simply better than your team, I have to imagine you'd be getting all of your work done, not just the parts you personally want to do. That's why I'm putting you on a PIP. A performance improvement plan. Because your performance is fucking inadequate. God, pardon my language, but you are infuriating. I realize you were probably some kind of prodigy when you were in school, and you're not unintelligent, but when it comes to employment, you're acting like a damn fool. It's past time you grew up and realize that there are conduct and productivity expectations in the workplace that aren't based around your personal passions and interests. Yes, I know you're older than me. That's what makes this particularly embarrassing for you. Do I ever have fun? Yes, I have fun when I'm not here. And when I am here, I do my fucking job. But I'm not in college anymore. So I'm not just blowing off responsibilities left and right in order to do all the things I personally want to do. You're not stupid, but you're fundamentally unmotivated. And your selfish behavior is hurting your entire team. You need to be present in the office for the entirety of your shift. You need to do the work you are assigned to. You are welcome to sink extra time into the new exciting aspects of your work, but only if you aren't neglecting the day-to-day. The fuck do you mean you don't live to work? Do you think anyone here lives to work? Yes. I come in early, and I stay late to keep this department running. But I'll have you know I have a thoroughly satisfying personal life. That I don't feel the need to bounce around the office bragging about my random hookups, parties, my accomplishments in sports or video games does not mean I don't have a personal life. I just manage to keep mine, you know, personal. Yeah, I do hear the shit you talk about all day. My office may be soundproof, but I leave it often enough to hear quite a lot of color commentary. What sorts of things? Oh, do you mean like the discussions about me being a frigid bitch? Yeah, I've heard quite a bit of that. Apparently, the entire damn office thinks my sex life should be water cooler talk. Just fucking yesterday, I caught the tail end of a conversation between a few of you about how I just need a good dicking. Yeah, I heard that. Trust me, I do just fine. I just wind up stressed the fuck out here because all of you make me absolutely fucking crazy. Are you joking? I think you know that's inappropriate. Besides, how am I the one that needs stress relief when you're the one who's been sparting a raging boner for the last 5 minutes? Yeah, I fucking noticed. Those khakis aren't hiding much. No, what the fuck, man? I'm your boss. No, a PIP doesn't mean you're fired. It just means I want your performance to improve. If you were fired, I'd tell your performance to go elsewhere. Jesus. Oh, don't look embarrassed now. It's not like this is news to me. Frigid bitch isn't the only thing I've heard people saying about me around the office. Per Todd's recent commentary on my tight bod, yes, I do work out. And you can feel free to let Liam know that yes, it is possible to bounce a quarter off my ass. Because you fucking exhaust me. And not in the fun way. I doubt you're capable of wearing me out. And don't think I didn't see your cock twitch when I talked about my ass. Oh, really? You know what? Fine. We'll talk about the fucking Pip later. I've had it with this shit. Such fucking assholes. Take off your fucking shirt. Why? Because I fucking told you to. If you're not interested, get up and fucking leave. That's what I thought. Now, how am I going to make this work? I probably need to sit on the edge of my desk. Stay put. All right, now scoot forward. Don't be shy now. I thought you were begging for this. Need to hike up my skirt. Ah, I guess you like what you see. You put that hand down. I didn't say you could touch yet. Fuck, this is probably a bad idea. You look like you don't know the first thing about touching a woman. Yeah, I'm sure you had plenty of sex in college. That doesn't mean you know how to make one feel good. Gotta have to start from the basics. I'm gonna have to show you how I like to be touched, and you're gonna sit there with your hands on the arms of your chair and pay attention. Gotta slip my panties to the side. Just gently slide a finger around to spread the wetness. I'm already pretty turned on. Tease my pussy a little bit. Feels good. Gently brush my finger against my clit. You see what I'm doing there? You think you can do that? All right, you can touch and you can rub yourself, but only through your pants. I want you to show me that you can learn something. Hey, what did I say about being gentle? We're just getting warmed up. Yes. Yes, that's more like it. God, oh, that does feel good. Does feel good. Okay, stop. Don't make that pouting face. We're not done yet. That was adequate. Give me those fingers. Yes, the ones you were using. I taste pretty good. You're about to find out just how good. Yes. Come closer. I need you to lick my pussy. Oh, fuck. Yes. That right there. Do that again. Do that again. God. Fuck. Who is it? Yeah, just give me a second. Grab your shirt and get under my desk. You'd better keep fucking going. Get your cock out and stroke it for me while you eat me out. I want to look down and be able to see you. Come in! Hey, Liam! Yeah, I saw the email about the budget. Oh, me? No! I'm just feeling a little under the weather. It's nothing to worry about. What about the budget email? Yeah, sure. Whatever, if you think that's the best solution. We'll review those adjustments tomorrow. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with the delay. Oh, were you looking for him? Yeah, he went to lunch. Oh, I know he usually does. I guess he's eating out today. I'll let him know to come find you if I bump into him. Sure. Have a good one, and please shut the door behind you. Thanks. Fuck. Yeah. Just like that. Fuck, yes. Fuck, keep fucking teasing my clit. Stroke your cock. Do you like that? Did you like being my little secret under the desk? I felt you getting more excited. I saw you stroking faster. Such a fucking slut. Yes. God, that feels good. You like it when I call you that, don't you? Slut. Fuck. My slut. Mine. Fuck, little slut. Fuck. Wonder how you'd feel about my tits. I've heard you talking about them. Wondering what I look like without a top on. Let me just unbutton. That got you excited, didn't it? Look at you panning down there. So you lap at my cunt. Desperately thrusting into your fist. Keep unbuttoning my shirt. Oh, do you like my bra? I do think the red looks phenomenal on me. You'd better be good. Just one hand on your cock. Yes, don't you dare get too excited. I think I can just pop them out. What do you think? Do you like my round, firm breasts? Fuck. They're D's. I imagine they'd be a nice handful for you if you were allowed to touch them. What about my little pink nipples? No touching! I thought you were gonna be good. No, you don't deserve these. These are mine. I guess I could play with them, though. Keep licking. Just tweak them a little for myself. Shit. Yeah. Yes, fuck. Pinch the other one. Just. Bet you wish you could get your mouth on them. You know, I can just barely lick my own nipples. Oh, you liked that a lot. Oh, fuck, you look so frustrated. Must be hard to be you right now. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Stop. I need a cock inside me. Fuck. Fuck, stop. Oh. Fuck. Let's find out if you have what it takes to make me come. And don't you dare fucking come inside me. You're not even close to earning that yet. Your cock is my tool to use, and I'm gonna use it to get off, and you're gonna help me, and you're gonna fucking control yourself. That's right. Just need to get up on the desk. And take your fucking pants off. Yeah. Now come fuck me. I said fuck me. Fucking shove your dick in me. Fuck. Oh! Oh, fuck! Fuck yes! Faster! I said faster! Fuck! Yes! Harder! Fuck me! Harder! Harder! Fuck! Oh! Oh god! Oh, fuck! That feels good! Fuck! Harder! Grab my fucking hips and fuck me harder! Oh! Oh!
gonna come? I think I'm gonna come. Do you wanna feel me come around you? Be a good fucking boy. Be my good slut and fucking pound me. Fuck! Don't you dare fucking stop! Fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
Ah! Boy. No, you don't get to come inside. Don't think I've forgotten how much you pissed me off today. Now pull out. I want to watch you stroke it more. Yeah, I want to watch. Come on the desk for me. That's a good boy. Such a fucking slut for me. Yeah. Oh yeah, like that. Good boy. All of it. Good boy. Very good. That's a lot of cum. Doesn't taste terrible either. Maybe if you really apply yourself, you'll be eligible for some additional benefits. Okay. Clean yourself up. I think it goes without saying, but don't fucking mention this to anyone around the office. If you do, it'll never happen again. Yeah. I thought you might. So you'll behave, right? And I do expect to see some serious performance improvement. I'm a little worried about your ability to stay on task, though, given your track record. I think we're going to need regular check-ins. So see you same time next week? Good. I'll put it on the calendar. Yeah. Go fucking tell Arthur and Reginald who's a frigid bitch now.